Do it scared. Oh my gosh, I'm feeling it. Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Rising Tide with Tarabara, me, coach, where I get to share my life experience, just everything that I learn, test and try in my personal life that has worked, and then I share it with you, and you get to choose if you want to give it a try too and see if it works, or completely ignore it if it's not applicable to your life right now. Yep, you get to choose. Be your own scientist in your own life. So, today's topic, doing it scared. right now I'm talking about this because I have been in ease mode. Because my life hasn't been ease internally. So I'm the type of person where in the past, because my internal has shifted, I would always look very put together, very calm. I might still have this look today, maybe. You can ask other people. But internally, it was going on at like 3,000 miles an hour, whatever speed you want to put there. And it was just nonstop. It was go, go, go. I can't do this. I shouldn't be doing it. I need to do this. I should be doing this. I need to do this. I need to please these people. I need to, yeah. Faster than that, I could not put my thoughts down if I tried to because it was way too fast. And really, over the last year and a half, I've calmed everything down. This is a preface coming to doing it scared. And so I've calmed everything down and I'm enjoying this internal peace, external and internal peace. There's a few things going on. But it feels, I mean, I didn't know how this felt before. I didn't know if it was even possible before. So, yeah, but I feel it today. And I started creating an attachment to this internal peace because it feels so good and I don't want to lose it. And in the program, okay, crap. In the program that we're going, right now we're in action stage. So the first part of the program was learning. I'm just accepting the emotions that are coming up, by the way. This is an emotional thing and I've been working on it over the last 2 months and it's still fresh as you can see it. If you're not watching on video, you can see it on video. My eyes are at tearing up. And yes, so the first half was really working on the internal, smoothing things over. And I did, and I've done so much big breakthroughs and aha moments, and I can take action with ease. Now it's come the time of reaching out, growing the business, and around me, I'm surrounded with people who hustle, who do. From parents, from siblings, from friends, acquaintances, like everybody around me just do, and that's how things work. And you gotta do this, if not, you're not gonna make it work. I've had a very big, like, allergy to it internally for a while. But now it's time to take action again. And it's not all actions, because actions that I have set from the past and I've tailored for it to feel easy for me are easy for me to do, so I don't even think about it. So, for example, posting on social media is something that I absolutely love, and it doesn't feel like work, and I do it for work. And I just, it feels aligned. I found a way. But anything new, which I haven't tuned already to my thing, has this feeling of fear, and I fear that if I start taking an action this way, then I will step into overwhelm, into hustling, into overdoing, which is my natural default before, was my natural default before. And it's gonna scare the crap. It scares the crap out of me because I don't want to go back there. I really don't. And so I have been fighting so hard and attached myself so hard to this ease and effortlessness that I've created, that I've been reluctant to take action. And so I'm sharing this video today because actually, the past 3, 4 weeks, really, we've gone deep in that, and I've realized what I need to do. And it's like, well, I won't know until I start taking action. And that's why it's doing it scared. So I'm scared to, and it's tiny little action, right? The thing that keeps coming up also is like creating micro action so that it still feels easy to do. And I do want to control my ease. Still, I have this controlling feeling that I want to. And I can't, like, right? It's like, but I know better today. I know better to not let myself overwhelm with all the actions, all the to-dos, and just keep doing one tiny little thing at a time. And I'm still scared. And I'm sharing this with you because, I mean, this is one thing that's happening right now in my life. It is not the first time this has happened and I've taken action and I figured it out along the way. And I know I have this capacity to figure it out along the way. But this is a new way of being for me. It's a new way of taking action forward, doing, and still being at the same time and have an integration of both parts where my doing doesn't overtake my being and my doing doesn't overtake all the space and time I've created for me to show up the way that I do with the energy that I do. So I have a lot of self-care where I wake up, I journal, I do affirmations. This is recent, the journaling. I move my body, I spend time with family and friends to resource me, and I don't want to lose that. And in the past, I would go into doing and I would put everything else aside. And that is no longer how I want to show up in my life today. So, doing it scared. I can feel it. So I'm just going to, it's going to be a self-love for me and for you too. If you are going forward to something and you are scared, find the next tiny little action you can take and do it. Do it even though you're scared. Don't wait for the scare to go away because it doesn't go away. It doesn't. this is not the first time I've been here and it so doesn't go away. So just go for it. You can do it. You will figure it out along the way. And just keep in mind what are your values, what you truly care for, and keep remembering to tune into yourself as well. So when everything's going on and it's noisy externally and you feel the noise coming internally, take a pause. You can just go into a quiet space that feels comfortable. Close your eyes. Take 3 deep breaths and tune in and really realign with what feels with you. So you can ask yourself, what's the next action I should be taking? Just see what comes up, right? That's it. So thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you for being here and watching, and I'll see you on another episode. If this has helped you, by the way, do share it with others so that it can help them too. Because I know I'm going through this and I know I'm not the only one going through this, because in a coaching program of 250, about 90% of us are doing this. So feeling this. So yeah, do share if it helps, and I'll see you on another episode of the Rising Tide podcast. All right, bye. Thanks for watching.